Welcome to my podcast, a first Alpina medium for all employees, as well as fans and everybody who wants to become part of First Alpina in the future. This episode was translated from the German interview with AI.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of my podcast. I'm Sylvia Reim, your podcast host, and I'm glad you're listening. A year ago, on April 1st, 2024, Carola Richter became the first female board member of Voestalpine and head of the metal forming division. Exactly 1 year later, she is my guest here in the 22nd edition of my podcast, and we have the opportunity to talk to her about her first year at Voestalpine. Welcome, Ms. Richter.
Thank you very much. I am pleased to be here.
Ms. Richter, you have now been a member of the management board of Voestalpine AG and head of the metal forming division for exactly 1 year. First of all, congratulations on your first anniversary. And the question is, how are you doing?
It's incredible that a year has flown by. I still remember exactly how I felt the first time I stood here and actually was at Voestalpine. And yes, an incredible amount has happened since then. But I have to say, I look back on the year extremely positively. It was an eventful year. It was a great year. I think what I liked best was really the very, very positive and warm welcome. That's not always a matter of the case in a new company, but I was given a very, very friendly welcome with a lot of openness and appreciation, which I experience in the company. And yes, I'm just happy to be here.
You said a lot has happened. What were the biggest challenges at the beginning of your job and how did you deal with them?
Yes, a lot has happened. You have to know that we have almost 50 locations worldwide as the metal forming division. Of course, the first thing to do was to get to know metal forming, to see the plants and the locations, but of course also the people behind them, which is very, very important. And so I was on the road a lot. At the same time, there was a lot to do in the first year. Of course, as we all know, it is not easy right now, especially in Europe, when we look at the economic situation. This has also had a significant impact on many of our businesses and locations, and I think we will talk about that a bit more. We have a lot to do in the automotive components segment. On the one hand, there is the market that cannot be influenced. But on the other hand, of course, there is a lot that we have set up internally and are now in the middle of. So in that respect, we have plenty to do and a lot going on in the business, but I have to say that I am impressed by what has been achieved in just 1 year, and a big thank you goes to the team.
I would like to start with the positive. You say there are, of course, some things that are a bit difficult, but I would like to start with the positive. What were the highlights for you in this first year?
The highlights certainly have to do with the trips. I was able to meet many great Voestalpine and metal forming employees, and I think what impressed me most was the entrepreneurship I saw. The colleagues are extremely committed, very positive, and approach things. You can come to decisions very quickly. You can then work with the decisions quickly, implement things.
That means there were many positive things. Now, I would like to hear what was special. What do you find so special about the metal forming division and perhaps about the entire Voestalpine?
I think the most outstanding feature is the way we interact with each other. As I said, the acceptance of people like me who come from somewhere else, I think that speaks for itself. The other thing is that you get to the issues very quickly and are interested in finding a solution. That was what was special for me, that we try very, very quickly to take the next step, work on it together, see what can be improved. And that's how I think I already mentioned it, entrepreneurship. Seeing the speed for such a large corporation cannot be taken for granted. And the speed is there. And I noticed that. And that's why a year like that feels long, because so much has already happened.
You have a very interesting resume. And before your new role as a board member, you worked in Asia for a long time. So I imagine it's very, very exciting. What I wonder, first of all, is what the most significant differences are when you compare European and Asian work cultures.
I spent over 10 years in Asia. It was an incredible learning experience. I think the most important thing you can take away in general is that things can work differently in other countries and that you won't be successful everywhere with the same way of doing business. So it's a lot of listening and learning. How is business done in Asia? And Asia is not just Asia. How do you do business in China, in Japan, in Korea, in other countries? That's one thing I would really advise everyone to do. Be open. And the other thing, if you try to really summarize what is different, I think you have to take into account that in Asia, In many countries, we are at a different level of industrial maturity. This means that many things are simply getting better every year in Asia. Many people can say, yes, my children should have a better life, and that will be the case. This means that overall, you can feel a great deal of positive thinking, a great deal of optimism. Yes, things are happening. Yes, we can grow. And coupled with this openness, I also believe a pragmatism that is always noticeable in Asia. Well, we don't yet know the solution completely, but we are starting and we will correct the rest along the way. On the other hand, I think we should not forget our strengths in Europe. I think we are very, very good and very, very strong at analyzing things, having a strategy that can also be implemented. When it comes to innovation, I think there are many things where we are good. And I think it's important to say, especially today, that we can be proud of this if we really implement it. In this respect, I see it as a very good alternative combination. Some approaches more Asian, some others are already really good the way we do them.
And then maybe we come from Asia back to Austria. Now you are a native German. How do you feel in Austria in the Mühlviertel region? Are there any language barriers?
I think I had a very big advantage. I come from Germany, born in Heidelberg, but married to a Bavarian for more than 25 years. And in that respect, I had a small preparation course. A lot of vocabulary that is not known in the rest of Germany is the same in Bavaria, and especially in Upper Austria, I have found. So I had the advantage of already knowing some phrases. They help. Other things, of course, you learn. And I also admit that I had to get used to it a bit during the first few months. Now I don't even notice it anymore, so I think I understand the different federal dialects quite well now.
You are now the first woman on the board of Voestalpine and have really, I would say, been hyped. How did you feel about that personally?
Yes, of course, that didn't surprise me much. It was also a very, well, obvious topic, of course, first woman on the board. On the other hand, I think there are many other dimensions to it besides being a woman, which are quite new and different. One aspect is certainly me personally. I'm not just a woman. I come from abroad, but with 10 years of experience in Asia, I also bring in, I think, a great deal of experience from a completely different part of the world. That is definitely something that I think is also new, and I include my colleague Gerald Meyer in this. Of course, we are also a bit of a different generation. We are a little bit younger and therefore naturally also grew up in a different time, experienced a few other influences. I think that is also something that is new, and I think it is very, very good for all of us. Diversity always helps. We have come together very, very well, and I think we have a great team now, maybe a bit more diverse.
So I think a lot of new things have come with you, including the fact that you are a woman. Nevertheless, I would like to address the topic of female empowerment again explicitly. How do you assess the topic of female empowerment from your current perspective?
Well, of course, I believe that we have to support women. There is no way around it from an economic point of view, from an entrepreneurial point of view. We can't afford to leave half of humanity out, so we are working on it. I think it's good for all of us because different aspects are coming in again. Women also have a different management style, which helps us. And yes, we are on the right track with many different levers. There isn't just one. You need many, many different levers. It's not just me, it's us as a board. We are working together to increase the proportion of women and thus create female empowerment.
Would you say that you are a role model for other women? Is it important to you to be a role model for other women?
It always depends on how you define a role model. I think it's important to experience people who are in certain roles. Now, of course, the role of the board is very, very visible. So in that sense, you are a role model. So you're not there to be copied. But role models are there for me to look at how you can act in this role. Of course, maybe also as a woman, is it right for me? And if not, do I look at another woman or is that more my style? So all in all, it must always be authentic. It must always fit the person. This applies to both men and women, but it helps to see other women who have this role. I would have liked that in my time. There was very, very little of that. You had to invent yourself, so to speak. There just weren't that many role models.
I would like to ask one more question on the topic of women, namely on the topic of the women's quota. Voestalpine's strategy states that the quota of women in management is to be increased to 18% by 2030. That may not sound like much to outsiders. Why is that a challenge for Voestalpine, and do you think this goal is even feasible?
Well, it is definitely feasible. We have set ourselves this goal, and we are on the right track. You have to take into account a bit which industry we are in. Of course, a steel and technology group has always been dominated by men and is a male domain. In this respect, we have to manage to appeal to women much more so that women also recognize this as a career goal, enjoy working for us, and there are many, many small steps to be taken. I would like to give you one more example, which is from the last few days and which really makes me very, very happy. At our site in Linz, we have deliberately set out to get attractive for women in production. Together with the current management team, we thought about what we could do to attract women to production. That is the essential lever. There are just so many female employees at Voestalpine, and we have managed to go from 0 to 8 female employees in a very short time, and the trend is rising. From our own experience, once you've made it through the first part, it gets a lot easier. So we are doing well, and we get very, very good feedback from the women who really like it with us. It's a great environment. You might not realize it at first, but once you're here, you realize this really is a great place to work. I like being here.
Now, of course, you are a top executive. What I would like to know, Ms. Richter, is what is important to you in managing your employees? And maybe I don't even dare to ask, do women lead differently than men? What would you say?
I do believe that women lead differently, at least on average. Of course, there are always exceptions with both men and women. But if you really want to summarize what might make up this management style, then it is certainly the topic that women, as a rule, try to lead more cooperatively and empathetically. And I can only speak for myself. It is extremely important to me to take people with me, to take the team with me. And as I said at the beginning, thank God the doors were open. We were able to work together very, very quickly. Speaking together, there is a lot of listening, understanding where we currently are, and then taking everyone with us, creating an open culture of discussion, communicating values that we not only write on paper, but also live by, especially when things get serious. And I think that can only be proven over time, but we have already had some positive examples where the team understood how we want to work together and lead. So the topic of cooperative leadership, empathetic leadership, is incredibly important in an international company, and that's another argument for maybe taking on a few more women.
So to sum up, maybe you could call it transparent leadership.
Yes, transparent leadership, but I think that also involves listening. Yes, also understanding the situation you are in. But that doesn't mean that when you say empathetic leadership, that difficult decisions cannot or do not have to be made. They have to be made. And there were already some difficult decisions to be made in the first year, such as a closure, which is not easy. But I believe that you have to do it in the right way, cooperatively, taking people with you and taking them with you in terms of content. That is how I lead.
I read on the Voestalpine website that you are responsible for the corporate function health and safety. How did that come about?
In fact, it is something I am passionate about. I actively applied to take on this role. It is also a great honor for me, and I consider it extremely important. So to sum it up in one sentence, we have to make sure that our employees also come home healthy. Nothing should happen to them when they work for us. And in a way, the topic of health and safety was something I was born with. After 20 years in the chemical industry, you can't help but look at health and safety when you walk through a plant. Now, you can imagine chemical processes are very, very dangerous. You have to have them very well under control, but also the daily work accidents have to be considered. And that goes all the way to stumbling where you break something or otherwise hurt yourself. And that is something that, of course, applies to us in the steel industry as well. So in that respect, health and safety is important to me. I think we have achieved a great deal in the last 10 years. Our numbers have improved significantly, but we are not at zero yet, and that must be our goal. There are still fatal accidents, which is really unfortunate. This is something we want to tackle together again on the board of directors in order to improve even more and ultimately achieve our goal of zero accidents.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Let's finally come back to your actual role as head of the metal forming division. What are the next priorities?
We have many strategic topics that we started this year, but which will certainly continue into next year. We have our restart program for automotive components. We are now in the middle of implementing that. The nice thing is that we will definitely see the first fruits of our labor in the next fiscal year. So we expect things to get better, but we're not done yet, and we'll take a closer look at some or individual business units next year and try to improve there. Some industry segments are not helping us, and in those cases, we simply have to become even better. We are working on that, and as I said earlier, we are working on it together as a team. I think there is still a lot to do. We won't get bored, that's true.
Dear Ms. Richter, thank you very much for these really exciting insights into your professional life and this first eventful year as a board member at Voestalpine. I have the feeling that you feel very comfortable among your female and male colleagues and have also been very well received in your team in the metal forming division. Thank you very much. The three most important lessons from our conversation today are briefly summarized for you, dear listeners. First, female leader. Carola Richter is the first female member of the board in the history of Voestalpine and head of the metal forming division. Female empowerment. Voestalpine wants to increase the proportion of women in management to 18% by 2030. The Voestalpine is also working on special programs to make the company more attractive to women. Health and safety. Carola Richter has also taken up this cause. With her experience in the chemical industry, she can achieve a great deal in the area of health and safety for Voestalpine. This was episode 22 of my podcast. If you are not yet a subscriber, follow our podcast on the platform where you are currently listening. If it's Spotify, feel free to activate the bell so you'll receive a monthly reminder when there's a new episode.
Voestalpine, one step ahead.